ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जाय उदीरहे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो हरे कृष्णा, दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 10th कैंटो Chapter 22, The Rainy Season and Autumn, verse number 22. Saraswa Shanta Rodhastho, Saraswa Shanta Rodhastho, Nishura Gati Sarasaha, निशुराम गति गपि सारसाः गृहेष्व असंता क्रियेषु गृहेषु असंत क्रियेषु ग्रामाय इव दुराशयाः ग्रामयाव दुराशयः सरसो अपॉन द लेक्स अशांत डिस्टर्ब राधसो हूज बैंक्स न्यूशः कंटिन्यू टू ड्वेल अंग माय डियर किंग अपि इंडीड सासार सहरासह सक्रेंस ग्रेशो इन देयर होम्स अशांत फेवरिश क्रिएशो वेयर एक्टिविटीज आर परफॉर्म्ड ग्रामाय मटरलिस्टिक मैन इव इंडीड दुराशयाः whose minds are contaminated. Translation purport, translation. The cranes continued dwelling on the shores of the lakes. Although the shores were agitated during the rainy season, just as materialistic persons with contaminated minds always remain at home, despite the many disturbances there. Purport. During the rainy season, there are often mud slides around the shores of lakes, and thorny bushes, stones, and other debris sometimes accumulate there. Despite all these inconveniences, ducks and cranes continue meandering around the lake shores. Similarly, innumerable painful occurrences are always disturbing family life. But a materialistic man never even considers leaving his family in the hands of his grown sons and going away for spiritual improvement. He regards such an idea as shocking and uncivilized because he is completely ignorant of the absolute truth and his relationship to that truth. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मृतं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामय्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवां च श्रीरूपां सागरजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. सो अनदर नाइस वर्स हियर. सो देर आर अ गुड नंबर ऑफ एनालॉजीज गिवन इन दिस चैप्टर. व्हाट वी सी इवन प्रभुपाद ही रोट अ बुक स्पेशल बुक विच ही वांटेड टू make a show with pictures in Japan. So unfortunately he couldn't make it. So in that book, for this verse, Prabhupada writes, for this verse number 22, so he has given an explanation. After a complete rainy season, the forest of Vrindavan was full of fruits and dates and blackberries ripening on the trees and bushes. Lord Sri Krishna, along with his elder brother Sri Baladev and other cowherd boys of the vicinity, entered the beautiful forest, accompanied by cows, to display transcendental pastimes with his eternal friends. So what we see, basically this chapter explains, so all the seasons which we see in Vrindavan, now because of Kali Yuga, mainly the summer season and little winter season is there. More or less it is summer. What we see, if you go to South India, like if you go to Chennai and all, throughout the year it is summer. Like it is beyond 30-35. But still in Vrindavan, after September until February, March, still there is some winter is there. Nowadays rainy season, it's not seen how it should rain. So as per our Vedic scripture, there are six seasons. So here, the rainy season, about the rainy season, it is explained. And in today's verse, it is mentioned that, although during the rainy season, what happens? The lakes, the rivers, the sea, they swell. Swell means there is a water gushing inside and the water comes to a higher level. So here, the verse ends with the word called Durashaya. Durashaya means it is very difficult to achieve the thing which people are trying to attain. So here the analogy is given, the ducks and crane. During the rainy season, what happens? Because of rain, the water becomes muddy and they can't trace the fish. And you can see the ducks, they are standing on 1 foot. The cranes, they stand on 1 foot in that rain and there is a gushing wind. So for long hours he is standing just for one small fish. So you can imagine in material world, even when Prabhupada was going to America in the year 1965, so he was on Jaladuta. Prabhupada, he boarded from Calcutta and he came to Ceylon, then he came to Cochin, Kerala. So that time Prabhupada also was experiencing this sea, especially during the rainy season in the ocean, the tides are very high. They are counted in meters. In the ocean, the tides are so high, the ship, it is always, there is a, in sea, ocean, it is called rolling and pitching. It is called rolling and pitching. If you go to the ocean and if it is a rainy season, sometimes we can omit the food, even blood comes out. We can't imagine how the horrible ocean is. But here, now we see, although the analogy is given about a person at his fag end of life. All of you know what is fag end of life? So in the Western country, those who are chain smokers, when one cigarette comes to an end, he will with that ending cigarette, he will light another cigarette. That is called fag end. So materialistic person, those who are living at home, they don't want to leave home, although there are so many inconveniences. So, but still he wants to be at home. Now we see, if you go to Bombay, that local trains, especially during the rush hours, the situation is so pathetic. Also people who are living in Jhopadpatti or ghettos, there also life is similar throughout the year. Still, despite all these conditions, people, they still want to live in home. And there is a saying, home sweet home. In the 18th century, there was a band, there was a music band, and it's called Clary. So they composed one song, and the song was entitled as Home Sweet Home. And people have written so many comments on home sweet home, dream home. And in material world, everyone is building a house, dream home. So in South America, there is one nice saying. A person, he was about to die in the hospital, and just he remembered his past life. So what he explains, when I was small kid, I was dying to play. Then I was dying to go to the school. Then I was dying to go to the high school. Then I was dying to go to the college to take a degree. Then I was dying to take a job. I was hunting for a job. Then after that, I was dying to have a nice wife. After that, I was dying to get few children. After that, I was dying to get promoted in my job. After that, I was dying to build a dream home. And then after that, I was dying to retire. And now I am really dying in the hospital. And I found that my life has just vanished. My life is just vanished. So this is what is in materialistic understanding. There is one saying, like oftentimes people have rocking chairs in home. There is a saying that rocking chair rocks you everywhere, but it takes you nowhere. So that is the condition of today's materialistic man. So they have so many high-tech houses with all ultra-modern facilities with remote control. So what they feel, they will remain there eternally. It is like a silk cocoon. There is one small insect which produces silk. So what it does, it nicely built one small nest with the silk thread. So what happens, over a period of time, it becomes entangled in that cocoon, and that is the cause of its death. So this is what is happening with the materialistic man. So one time, all of you know Henry Ford. Is there anyone who doesn't know who is Henry Ford? His great-grandson is Ambarish Prabhu. He's looking after TOVP in Mayapur. So one time Henry Ford, when he was aged, actually he's the first person who started this automobile factory, where all automatically in a row everything comes together, and where they build the car, it's called assembly. So one time he was on a morning walk to an ocean beach. So what happened? He saw one native red Indian. He was resting there in the sun. And this Henry Ford, he got little agitated. He saw this young man, what is doing here? So he shouted at him, "Hey, you fool, get up. What are you doing here? Why are you resting?" So that red Indian, he got little bewildered. He was looking at Henry Ford. So what he was thinking, what's wrong with this guy? So Henry Ford, he asked, "Do you know who am I?" He said, "No, I don't know who you are." He said, "I am Henry Ford. I am the maker of the automobiles. I am a multi-millionaire. You fool, you should work hard like me, and then you should come and take a morning walk here." So this red Indian, he was thinking, what is the use in life, like working like a donkey till the end of life, and then coming at the fag end of life and resting? That doesn't make any good sense. So there are people in material world, so they work hard throughout the life, and nevertheless they never want to leave the home. So one of the best examples in our Bhagavatam is that of Dhritarashtra. All of you know what is the literal meaning of Dhritarashtra. Anyone knows what is the meaning of Dhritarashtra? Dhritarashtra means one who is holding the place. Like oftentimes when especially you are going in a high speed bus or train, you are holding the handle or some object. So Dhritarashtra means who is holding back his position. Although Dhritarashtra's 100 sons, they died, his entire dynasty got finished, still he was wearing that, you know, cloth of a king, and he was sitting on the Raj Sihasan. So after some time, what happened? Vidur, he came from his pilgrimage, and he was welcomed by the Pandavas and other people living in Hastinapur. So what happened when Vidura, he saw the pitiable condition of Dhritarashtra, he was taken back. And he told Dhritarashtra, there is a saying in Hindi, "Lato ke gade baato se nahi maante." There are certain people, you are like donkeys, you have to whip them very nicely, still they can't understand. So Dhritarashtra, he was physically blind and he was spiritually also, he was blind. So what, there Vidura, he explains about the pitiable condition of Dhritarashtra. He mentions in one shloka there. So he explains, today's verse also mentions about Griheshu, those who are conditioned to live in house. He explains, Iham Griheshu Asaktanam Paramattam Tad Ihayah Akranta Avagya Kala Paramadustarah. What he explains, the insurmountable time factor imperceptibly overcomes those who are insanely attached to family affairs and always engrossed in their family thoughts. So this is what happens for those who are completely engrossed in family life. So also I know, like one time, it was in late 94-95, about 25 years back, my father also, he got retired and he was also building a house. So what happened, my uncle, he came and my father was taking him around, what are the things happening, development. So my father, he took him to the kitchen where the kitchen work was going on. So my uncle, he gave one, in India they say Brahma Gyan, giving some good knowledge. So my uncle, he told my father, see, in this kitchen you are making some cupboards, I think. So there, instead of putting this wood, you put a stone called Kadappa. So it will remain Shashwat, it will be eternally over there. So fortunately I was there, fortunately, unfortunately. So what I told my uncle, so uncle, the stone will remain there, but are we going to stay there? So he was little taken back. My father told me, you fool, this is the way you speak. You don't know, you don't have any morality how to speak. I said, what is wrong in speaking the truth? That house is existing, whereas my father is gone, my uncle is gone. So material world, what we see, this is what is the truth in the material world. So because today this verse, it is mentions that Durashaya. Durashaya means just holding. Mahabharata is one nice story. One time there was one person and he was walking through the forest. So suddenly he heard the roar of a tiger. So what he thought, this tiger is chasing me. And he started running and running, looking, he was not looking behind. So in the forest, what you see, there are some dry wells. Griham andakupam. The analogy is given. The dry well means, if you fall in the well, there is no water bottom. And if you fall down, no matter you call, you can't come up and you are going to die there. So what happened, when this person, he was running, so all of a sudden he was about to fall in the well, in that well, so somehow he caught a creeper, so he was hanging. So what happened, what he saw in the bottom, there was a snake, a big python, opened his mouth, and on the top he saw there was a big tree, there was a honeycomb. And from there small honey was dripping occasionally, and he was taking out his tongue and he was trying to taste that honey. occasionally some bees were stinging him. And what happened, after some time, two rats, mice, they came, one white, one black. They started chewing the bottom of that creeper. So this analogy is given. So this material world is like a big forest. The tiger is like the time it is chasing. The well is called Graham and the Koopam, and the python is the death personified. The bee stinging, they are adhyatmik, adhidaivik, adhibhautik. These are the kleshas. And the two mice, those who are cutting the tree, they are like day and night. So this is what is the condition of material world. People are just hanging on. So Prahlad Maharaj, he also uses this terminology, Durashaya. In the Bhagavatam 7th canto, Prahlad, he tells his father, Nate vidu swartha gatam hi vishnum durashaye bahir arthamanina andha yatha andher upagiyamanaste tantrayam urudamni baddha. What he explains, persons who are strongly entrapped in consciousness of enjoying material life and who have therefore accepted their leader or guru, a similar blind man attached to external sense objects, cannot understand the goal of life is to return home, back home, back to Godhead, and to engage in the service of Lord Vishnu. A blind man guided by another blind man miss the right path and fall in a ditch. A materially attached man led by another materially attached man are bound by the ropes of fruitive labor, which are made very strong cord. They continue again and again in materialistic life, suffering the threefold miseries. So this is what is the condition of material world. So now here we are going to the rainy season, and in our scriptures it is mentioned that the rainy season is called Chaturmas, and during this period of time there's a travel ban. Now last 2 years there was a travel ban all over the world because of, all of you know, this corona. So, but in our Indian this thing, scriptures it is mentioned that this Chaturmas, because life is very difficult, rainy season. Even the Kali Yuga is compared to rainy season. And what happens? There is a rains and so many inconveniences are there. So we see in Ramayana, when Lord Ram was on the way to looking for Sita, he came to Kishkindha. So there he halted for 4 months because they couldn't go ahead. Also we see in Mahabharata, when Arjuna was away from his other brothers, there is one story behind that. So Arjuna, he came to Dwarka, and one time Balramji, he invited Arjuna because he was in disguise as a sannyasi. So this is another story. There are so many pastimes in different scriptures. Also we see when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was traveling South India after taking sannyas, after going to Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went on a tour of South India for 6 years. So one time he came to Rangakshetra. So at this Rangakshetra, the river Krishna flows there. And there he stayed at two brothers, Sri Vaishnava's house. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he stayed there for 4 months. And also when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing his pastimes at Jagannath Puri, so all his associates from Bengal, they came to Jagannath Puri and they stayed 4 months over there. After the finish of Chaturmas, they used to go back to their home. So what we see, material world, more or less, it is in our Sanskrit understanding, there is one called Varga, Pavarga. Pavarga means pa, pa, bha, bha, ma. Pa means parishram, hard working, like sometimes there is a small foam in the mouth of a horse or a oxen, like that, you see, find foam because of overworking. Parishram, then pena. Pa, pa. Bha means bhaya, fear. Then second bha means bhritya. Then it's gone waste. Whatever you have done, it's gone haywire. Then ma means mrityu. So, Prabhupada quotes, pavarga means material existence. In material existence, one always works very hard but is ultimately baffled. One then dies and has to accept another body to work very hard again. This is the cycle of material existence. Apavarga means just the opposite. Instead of working hard like cats and dogs, one return home back to Godhead. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam also, with respect to this verse, there is one verse which mentions dharmasya apavargasya nartho upakalpate nartasya dharmaeka kantasya kama lobhaya smrataha. So the occupational engagement certainly meant for ultimate liberation. They should never be performed for material gain. Furthermore, according to sages, one who is engaged in ultimate occupational service should never use material gain to cultivate sense gratification. But we see in material world, people, whatever they are getting through their hard working labor, so what they are trying to do, they are trying to enjoy that in the fag end of life. But as I told you, Prabhupada quotes that there is a saying in the scripture, panchasha ordam vanam rajet. That means when you turn 50 years old, as per the varnashram system, after 50 years, one has to leave his home, whatever home it is. So Prabhupada quotes that Vedic authority says that a householder must leave his home after his 50th year. Panchasha ordam vanam rajet. One must leave his family life and enter the forest after the age of 50. This is the authoritative statement of the Vedas based on the division of social life and four departments of activity, namely Brahmacharya, Grahastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. So we see olden time people, they followed this, and because in Kali Yuga people are literally, they can't do this. What they feel, they want to go the other way round. But whatever, no matter whatever we do in our life, whatever achievements we have, so everything will be topsy-turvy towards the end of life. Because Kapil Dev also mentions to his mother in the Srimad Bhagavatam the pitiable condition of a man who is on the deathbed. Although the doctor, nurses are there, all the family members are there, the person who is dying because of the imbalance of three dosha, MBA. What is MBA? Mucus, bile, air. Kapha, pitta, vata. So this person, he can't speak and he can literally see the Yamdutas coming. He wants to speak something because in such a state of mind, he's so much bewildered. So in the Garuda Purana, it is mentioned that death is as good as being bitten by 25,000 scorpions. The analogy is given, 25,000 scorpions. Even if one scorpion stings, you can't withstand that pain. You can't imagine about 25,000. Like the modern railways, they have one wire hanging on the top. That wire has 25,000 volts power supply. And if somebody foolishly happens to touch that, death is imminent. Immediately that person will die. The understanding is that the pain is so excruciating, the death pain is so excruciating that one feels so much pain, the death. So Rishabhdev, he explains to his children that parabhavas tavat abhota jato yavanna jigyasata atma tattvam yavat kriyas tavat idam manovai karmatmakam ena sharira baddha. Rishabhdev, he told his children that as long as one does not inquire about the spiritual values of life, one is defeated and subjected to miseries arising from ignorance, be it sinful or pious. Karma has its resultant actions. If a person is engaged in any kind of karma, his mind is called karmatmaka, colored with fruitive activity. As long as the mind is impure, consciousness is unclear. And as long as one is absorbed in fruitive activities, he has to accept a material body. So a person who is absorbed in household activities is called Grihamedi. There are two terms used in Vedic language, One is called Grihastha and another is called Griha Medhi. Medhi means the mind. So one who is absorbed in household activities, he as a planner in the house, what to do from morning until the late night. Then they have planner for the month, week, year, and so many years like life is going on. So here Rishabhdev, he explains that as long as one doesn't enquire, parabhava means everything is defeated. So materially, we see literally, like one time there was one survey done. Now today's world, they do a lot number of surveys. And what they have found, that 90% of the people, they die all of a sudden. And their death is not planned. Like unlike we have Bhishma Dev or Haridas Thakur, they had Ichha Mrityu. They can die at their will-o-wisp. But in material world today, what we see, at least in the olden time, people they aged and during the at the time of death, they could pursue, yes, I am going to leave the body. So, but in modern world, we are living in a very pathetic condition. We never know when the death is going to come. Because in modern world today, everything has become fast. We are going very fast. So oftentimes Prabhupada said that even in America, there are highways. One place Prabhupada explains, they are like velvet. Anyone knows what is velvet cloth? It's very smooth. But Prabhupada explains, they go at a speed of neck break speed. Anyone knows what is neck break speed? So India is not that much highly advanced. In Western countries, there are trains, a bullet train, and then there are hovercraft. So in America, people go from East Coast to West Coast. They fly 5,000 kilometers one way just to earn some bread. And evening, they take another plane. Now in Japan, they take bullet train. At the most, they may be going 300 miles one way, other way, 300, 600. In the European countries, they have a hovercraft which goes at the speed of 180 knots, whatever it is. Now in India also, they have Janashatabdi. Hardly they go 80 kilometers. Also, they are planning for bullet train. Okay. So they say, Achhe din aayenge. I don't know. But in the spiritual life, when you are in our Grihastha ashram, we should know there will be never good days. There will never be good days. Because with old age, all our bodily organs, they start deteriorating. Especially our eyes, the teeth, our liver, kidney. So there are so many organs in the body, gradually they start failing. So that's why we should know that here Prahlad Maharaj, he is giving good advice to his father. Another verse he explains, Tat sadhu manne suravarya deinam sada sad udvigna dhiyam asad grihyat hitvatma patam griham andakupam vanam gato yad dhiram ashrayat. So Prahlad Maharaj, he was so much daring, he told his father, yes, my dear father. So Prahlad Maharaj explains, O best of the asuras, king of demons, as far as I have learned from my spiritual master, any person who has accepted temporary body, household life, is certainly embraced by anxiety because of having fallen in a dark well where there is no water but only suffering. One should give up this position and go to the forest, Vana. More clearly, one should go to Vrindavan, where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent, and should thus take shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada has given his purport as more clearly Vrindavan. So material world, what we see even in the 16th chapter, Krishna explains about the divine and demoniac qualities. And in two verses, Krishna explains that thinking, feeling, willing and doing of the demons. Krishna explains that chintam aprameyam cha pralayantam upashritaha kama upabhoga param eva iti nishitaha asha pasha shatir baddha kama krodha parayana ihate kama bhogartham anyanarthe sanchayan. Sanchayan means accumulating. So here The translation is that they believe to gratify the senses is the prime necessity of human civilization. Until the end of life, their anxiety is innumerable, bound by a network. Today we have network everywhere, Wi-Fi. So everywhere, wherever you go, there is a network, okay? A network of hundreds and thousands of desires, and absorbed in lust and anger, they secure money by illegal means for sense gratification. So beg, borrow or steal, that is what is the modern saying. So there was one Indian poet, his name was Charvaka. Charvaka means one who speaks very nicely, sweet language. So what he said, Rinam kritva gritam pibet, yaver jivet sukham jivet, bhasmi bhutasya dehasya kim punar agmano bhavet. Rinam kritva, nowadays they are telling you take loan. Today people, they have what card? Credit card. You take credit as much as you want for car, house. Nowadays even in India they are giving education loan up to 1.5 crore, not lakh. Oh, pathetic condition. So, Rinam kritva ghritam pibet. At least he told take, eat ghee. And nowadays where we get ghee? Very difficult to get ghee. Bhasmi bhutasya dehasya, this body will be burnt. Kim punar agmana bhavet. Because he was atheist, he didn't believe in rebirth. What he said, who has seen that we are going to be born again? So this is what is the condition of today's modern world. So people are being being taken by the blind followers, blind leaders, and they are ditching them into the blind well. So they are giving you only blind hopes. So what Prabhupada said, that is a blind check. Post-dated check. Like even modern scientists, they are giving so many assurances that one day we'll take you to the moon, after moons we'll take you Mars and all. So this was also going during Prabhupada time in 1960s. There was a Apollo mission. That time even they promised you can go on the moon for honeymoon, we'll make their colonies, you can buy land there, you can have a very nice life. So these are all post-dated checks, but where you are not going to get any pleasure. So also in the Avanti Brahmana, this is a pastime mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna, he explains to Uddhava about the pastime of Avanti Brahmana. So Krishna explains to Uddhava about the same pathetic condition of a Brahmana who was very greedy and miserly. And he also had accumulated so much wealth, and he never gave any farthing even to his family relatives. He's never spent the money. So what happened? The destiny, time is very powerful. So by the will of providence, some of his wealth was stolen, some was taken by the government man, and some was squandered by the family members. So he became bankrupt. So usually what happens, when people, they don't have anything, so they take on saffron danda and they think, no, now is the high time to go and become a bhikshuka. It's called Bhikshuka Gita. So now this Avanti Brahman, this is what has happened in India. There are people from Bihar. What they do, now at this period of time that Chardham Yatra is going on, they go to Haridwar and Rishikesh. Although they are grahasthas, householders, they put on this sadhu cloth and they line up there for begging, and they make a big money. If you just survey them, they make a big money by this profession, this one profession. So now this Avanti Brahmana, sometimes, oftentimes people, they want to know the personal experience. Material world, more or less, everyone asks for, yes sir, what is your experience, what is your opinion, isn't it? So this Avanti Brahmana, he has given his experience. So he explains, There are 15 drawbacks of earning money. So what he explains, in earning money, attainment, increase, protection, expense, loss and enjoyment of wealth, all men experience great labor, fear, anxiety and delusion. So what he explains, there are 15 things theft, violence, speaking lies, duplicity, lust, anger, perplexity, pride, quarreling, enmity, faithlessness, envy, and the dangers caused by women, gambling, intoxication are the 15 undesirable qualities that contaminate the man because of greed for wealth. So India, they say, sabse bada rupaiya. Sabse bada rupaiya means there is nothing beyond the money. Even Prahlad Maharaj, he has explained that money is sweeter than honey. Honey means you can buy so many gadgets for your different, organs of the body. So there is one nice verse in the Quran, and this is a very beautiful verse. There are different living entities. They die only because of misusing one sense. What about a human being who is using all the five senses? So the verse is like this. Kuranga matanga patanga bringa meena hata panchabireva pancha eka pramadisa katham na hanyate ya sevate panchabireva pancha. So it is mentioned that kuranga means deer. So the hunter, he hides at some place and he plays the drum. So gradually the deer goes near that drum and he is being shot by the hunter. Matanga means elephant. So often the male elephants, they are caught just by enticing a female. A female is set in front of male, and because of his lusty desires, he runs and there is a big pothole and he falls in that, and he is not given food for 1 week. Then he is tied with the iron chain. So the elephant thinks, now I have become slave for my life. And literally he becomes slave for the life. Okay. Then patanga, there's a moth. Rainy season you will see there are small insects. They literally go into the fire. That is a patanga. Then bringa means the bee. So the bee, it is attracted by the flower. And meena means fish. So there is a fish. So everything is there for the fish in the ocean or in the river or in the pond. But when something comes from the hook, so what he thinks, this is something good, worth relishing. But the moment he goes for that, that is the cause of the death of the fish. So here it is mentioned that they are just driven by the urge to taste something. Just see the attachment. But what will be the condition of a person who has five powerful senses and who is trying to enjoy this materialist body and who gets killed? In today's world, what we see, literally people, they are losing their physical strength. Just 300 years back in India, especially the Mughal times, British times, they used to fight the war with this thing, sword and iron jacket. That used to weigh around 300 kilo. About 50 years back, people used to carry 120 kilo weight. Now, 50 years back, now 2020, maybe 22. So, is there anyone here who can carry 100 kilo? No. We have come below 50. Is there anyone who can even hold 50 kilo? No. So our energy is getting drained day by day because of this all modern living. So this is what is materialistic way of living. And we are given so many examples in the scriptures. In our scriptures, these examples they are given. At least we can learn. We can learn from others. And that's why all these analogies are given. And this chapter, basically there are so many analogies given practically. To make us understand, yes, what will be the fate of life. So there is another nice verse about bumblebee. All of you know the bumblebee. So the bumblebee is very humble because the wings of bumblebee, they are very transparent. And modern scientists, they are trying to figure out how this bumblebee, it can fly with such a gross weight with the small wings. Because our modern aircraft industry, they need to have a big wings for an aircraft to take off. An aircraft cannot take off without wings. But a bumblebee, it has small transparent wings and it can fly anywhere. It has a big body also. So this bumblebee, there is one nice about a bumblebee, a dreaming bumblebee. Rati gamyashi bhavishyati suprabhatam bhaswanu deshati hasishyati pankajashrihi itham vichintati koshagate davirefe ahanta hanta lalilim gajaujagara. So it is mentioned that one time a bumblebee in the evening twilight, when the lotus was about to close, it sat on the lotus and it got so much enamored by the fragrance of the lotus. What he thought, okay, the night is coming, so let me rest. Tomorrow morning there will be another daylight coming. So this way, what we see, the bumblebee, it went to rest in that lotus and gradually that lotus closed. So what happened, all of a sudden an elephant came and it pulled out that lotus and it ate up that lotus. So in this material world, there are people who are planning. Man proposes and God disposes. There is a saying, man proposes and God disposes. We don't know what will happen. The material situations, they can change any time. So no matter we plan so many things in material world. So Prabhupada, he quotes Vachaspati, Srila Vidya Vachaspati. He's a great poet. What Prabhupada explains, material sense gratification, society, friendship and love is compared to drop of water falling on this desert. A desert requires oceans of water to satisfy it. And if only a drop of water is supplied, what is the use? So this analogy Prabhupada gives. And also Prabhupada, one place he quotes Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur in this aspect. He explains that Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur compares one's family to high mountains. Becoming happy in their association is like a hungry man's endeavoring to climb a mountain full of thorns. Almost 99.9% of the population is unhappy in family life, despite all the attempts being made to satisfy the family members. In Western countries, Prabhupada writes, due to dissatisfaction of family members, there is actually no family life. There are many cases of divorce, and out of dissatisfaction, the children leave the protection of their parents. So there is no end to this, but still hope against hope. Bhaktivinod Thakur, he writes in one bhajan, Je dine grihe bhajana deki grihete goloka bhai. No matter, the house is called bhavana. Bhavana means the Lord is in the center. So if our family is engaged in a proper devotional service and if the Lord is the center, then no matter, one can stay at home. So I'll conclude here. So we have gone over time. So anyone has any comment on today's verse? So Hare Krishna, anyone has any comment, question? Yes, Prabhu. Just take the mic.
Sorry,
Krishna. It's a Kaveri. Sorry, Kaveri.
Just like they are also in the same situation like cranes, like the rastas. When we were in Ramsari Ashram, it was not such a problem. Now, the situation had come, we had to pick up the rasta. Just take care of the rasta life. Again, it's the same. The man who is taking the
Honey
trips. How situations becoming like that? The Sarada goes down, we are starting to chant. So what is the remedy?
So I ended with
your realization how we can come back to the same position.
Yeah, I have ended with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Je dine grihe bhajana deki grihete goloka bhai. So we can engage the complete family in a family prays together and stays together. So if the Lord is in the center, then there is a this thing. It is not one. It is a bhavan. Thank you. Jai Granthrasya Madhava Vikram Ki Shri Prabhupada Ki.